The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up? Hey there.
Welcome to this edition of Build Your Tribe.
Today, this is a quick tip Tuesday with something that I hope is going to save you money and tons of time. And I hope that it gets you over what might seem like a big obstacle when it comes to scaling your business or taking on that next project. I'm recording this right now from my headquarters in Aliso Viejo. Oftentimes I record in my home, which is like 15 minutes down the road. But so I've converted a small room in my home into my podcast studio. And then I have a ton of content that I regularly need to update for the Marketing Impact Academy, as well as Insta Club Hub. There's new content that I'm excited about creating for YouTube. And so just like many of you, I thought to myself, all right, got a lot of new video content to create. Let me watch a couple of videos about camera equipment and lighting and microphones. And I started doing that. And I got really excited about this great new camera. So excited that I had to literally overnight it. I overnighted this camera. Couldn't wait to get it. Super easy to use. All the YouTubers are using it. It creates that nice blurry background. Up-level my video production. It's going to make recording so, so easy. And then it sat there because I knew I didn't yet know how to use this camera. I knew I would have to set aside probably half a day trying to figure out how to use this camera. Well, after about a month, I realized I'm not doing this. This is not my lane. I'm going to hire somebody to do this for me. And I did. So I hired somebody to figure out the camera and to set it up for me. Then I decided, you know what else I'm not going to do? I'm not going to do the setup of the room and the lights and to get everything perfect, because that'll take me a half a day or a full day. And that's not my forte. That's not what I need to be spending my time doing. So I'm going to outsource to have somebody else do that, to set up the lights, to test the camera, to test the shot, to just make sure everything's perfect for me. So I can just walk in and press record and record all day. Woo, woo. And that now I'll just have this like perfect little system. Yeah. Okay. So I then print out all of my bullet points for my scripts. I'm excited. I've got it scheduled on my calendar. My assistant makes certain that the day is clear. I'm going to go in there and record. Everything's set up for me. There's more lights on this set than like an Oprah Winfrey interview with, I don't know, Barbara Walters. Like, there's so much lighting. It's ridiculous. It's taken over like my whole bottom floor. And there's my new camera. And there's my new microphone. And for whatever reason, I'm just like, oh, I don't feel like doing this. Oh, why is this so hard? Why does this feel so weird? Why is it so weird to hit record on a camera and to just freaking do this? But I need to do this. So I procrastinated for hours, like reading over my scripts, readjusting the lights, like just messing with my makeup, just procrastinating. Are you with me yet? Finally, now I realize I've got to get home at some point. I've got like 2 hours left and I had planned on recording for like, I don't know, 8 hours, but now I've just got like 2 hours left, max. It's time to go. I hit record, start recording, and I can tell it's already, like, I'm not flowing. I'm not like in my flow. You know what I mean? So I hit stop and I'm like, dang it. Okay. So I start over and I go to record again. And this time the camera stops and I'm like, what the heck? What happened? And then I realize, oh, well, I don't know. Must be something weird with the settings. So now I'm messing around with the settings by myself for like 30 minutes. Finally get it set up again. Everything's right. Recheck my makeup. So dumb. Recheck the lights. So dumb. Hit record. And I'm like 3 minutes into what I think is like, this is the take. Like, this is a really good take. I am in my flow state. And blink, the camera shuts down again. Now I can't figure out what's going on. So I reach out to the folks who I had set everything up for me. And they're like, yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Maybe you've got like a bad battery. So now I'm Googling if there's a glitch with this new camera's battery where the battery dies out, or maybe we didn't charge it long enough. Now I'm spending another, 45 minutes trying to figure out the whole battery situation, right? And I'm just getting so frustrated. I'm like, dang it. Ugh. Now I've got like 30 minutes left to record. And then it hit me. What am I doing? Why am I creating this big production? I've got an infomercial on TV right now where there was no camera used. It was my freaking iPhone. What am I doing? Why would I be using a camera that involves multiple steps, more sound, more time, all these extra obstacles, all these extra things that slow me down? Why don't I just use my freaking iPhone? I don't know why. Well, actually, I do know why, because I started watching other people's YouTube videos. I started watching at their level of production. I started watching, looking at their sets and the way they had their room lit and their sound quality. And I started letting that get into my head and thinking for some reason that I needed to do that too. And that is the moral of today's quick tip. It is this: you don't need to do anything more than deliver incredible content. You don't need to look a certain way. You don't need to sound a certain way. As long as it's not detracting or deterring from your message, get it out there. Eliminate the obstacles. All I was doing was creating more obstacles. I can flip my phone open. I do it every single day. I'm on Instagram stories every day. I'm creating live videos every day. What got into me is I wasn't looking forward to creating all this content. And so because of that, subconsciously, I started creating reasons, like legitimate reasons why I couldn't do it. My question to you is, are you doing that? Do you need a website? Do you need a fancy degree? Do you need a special camera? Do you need a special studio? You don't need any of that stuff. If you want to start a podcast, you don't need a microphone. You don't need a podcast recorder. You just need an iPhone. You need an Android. You just need something to speak into. That's it. And an internet connection. That is it. If you want to start a YouTube channel, you don't need a fancy editor. You don't need a fancy microphone or a fancy camera that blurs out the background. You don't need any of that. You do need you. You need authenticity, and you need to deliver great content. But don't allow those things that we invent so that we can put off doing the thing that we know we need to do. So I'm going to be creating all that content. And just for the record, I did, in fact, film three of the videos that I needed to film in less than 15 minutes once I had that epiphany and realized, like, what in the heck am I doing? And I just grabbed my phone, turned it sideways, so I had a landscape, I cleaned the lens, and that was the extent of my preparation. I cleaned the lens, I stood near a window where I had decent light, and I recorded the same way I know to do it, the same way that makes it so easy, that eliminates all the obstacles. Anything that was an impedance before, is that the right word? Anything that was standing in my way before, I just removed it. And I want you to do the same thing. Hey, it is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. And sometimes we have to do that in our own lives. I was finally done filming, and I'm going to bust out the rest of them from my iPhone. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you soon.
If there's one thing that you've heard over and over again, it's this: do what you do best, but then outsource or hire or consult or invest in other people who know what they do really well. But the same is true when it comes to growing your reach. If you need more eyeballs, if you need more people to know about that thing that you offer, that thing that you sell, that business that you are trying to grow, and you're trying to do that with social media, may I suggest the best deal on the internet? Yes. When it comes to Instagram, I want to invite you to check out Insta Club Hub. Myself and my son, my co-host, Brock Johnson, we're the founders of Insta Club Hub, and it is rocking people's worlds. We have clients who've seen over 3,000% growth in their Instagram reach in less than 7 days. We have people with under 1,000 followers reaching 4 million on a reel. We've had people who've increased their visits to their website by over 300% in less than 5 days. It's pretty amazing the difference that can be made by just doing a few simple tweaks. It's a monthly membership. It's an amazing community. We teach live. You know, you hear us all the time on the show, but wouldn't you like to hang out with us live? We're pretty fun together, I gotta tell you. So I wanna invite you to go check it out yourself. Go to instaclubhub.com and learn how easy and affordable it is to work with your host, Brock and Shalene Johnson.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.